back and Rosie on the house, educating you on the topic of floor covering this morning. Vaughn, I'm going to want to talk to you a little bit about, in the process of doing your interior design.
Before you go.
Oh, yes, sweetheart, yes.
We had a caller who couldn't hold this morning. Okay. She has about 200 square feet of ceramic tile in her home. She wants to know if there's any kind of flooring she can put over the top of that without removing the ceramic tile. Is that wishful thinking?
No, actually, she can do that with a couple of caveats or requirements. Number one, the old floor has to be absolutely solid. So her old tile can't have any hollow sounds or foundation cracks that are coming up through. And then you can skim coat, and there are materials designed for you to do what they call tile over tile.
Now, and I can see that in a nice flat tile. But how about if you had like a curled edge natural sautilla tile? Could you go over top of that?
You still could.
Really?
You'll just add additional mortar. You'll probably use a screed or a metal straight edge to help level it before you start installing tile. And the other factor you've got to plan on is that all of your floor, think of everything in the house that's you're adding this flooring to, is going up at least roughly a half inch. So your toe kicks for your cabinets are going to get a little shorter. Your dishwasher may not fit again. Your refrigerator may not fit again. You also may find that your thresholds where the tile meets the doorway may now be a half inch higher, and the door may need to be trimmed, which is not a big deal unless you have a metal cased door where, you know, changing the height of that could be a real challenge. So
it's a yes and a no.
It usually can be done, but we make sure people understand all the downside before they jump into it, too.
Well, I think most of the reasons people are looking for an option like that is they just want to avoid the mess of the tile removal.
That, and it's a little faster by leaving the old tile down, too.
True. Yeah. I've seen sautilla tile come up in whole pieces.
Sure.
Completely, just using a putty knife.
And then you've seen them come up the size of your fingernail.
I've seen them come in
with a jackhammer.
Pure dust.
Yes.
Just pure dust. Nothing's dustier than removing old natural sautilla tile.
It's like
that's adhered correctly.
It's like a dust storm in Kansas with the windows open.
Oh, man. Well, okay. So that's whether you can or cannot lay something on top of ceramic tile. There's a lot of implications there. You got to really think through.
Certainly.
Okay. Now, we were going to another topic before Jen interrupted, and it has to do with the process of picking your floor covering. Now, when you're contemplating a remodel or a new build, you're looking at a set of plans, and you're looking at cabinets, you're looking at doors, you're looking at countertops, you're looking at floor covering. Where do you see interior designers start? What do they have you start with? Do you pick your cabinets first?
Usually, cabinets are the first thing because those are pretty doggone permanent. But flooring, is next door to permanent.
Okay.
Because it's usually a 20-year expected life or thereabouts. And then, of course, paint and other decorating features can be changed out a lot less expensively and less muss and fuss. So certainly I would start with the cabinets.
Okay. Start with the cabinets. Then you're going to go where next? That's going to drive countertops.
Sure.
And then countertops are probably going to drive flooring. Is that the order
those go together. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cabinets and countertops would go together. And those two should be brought into the showroom to select a floor covering to make it all compatible, because those three items generally 20 to 30 years.
Absolutely. People ask me all the time, if I'm building a new home, where can I cut corners? I say, cut corners on the carpet. Buy the cheapest carpet you can, because you're going to throw it away anyway, sooner or later. But the hard surfaces are where you want to invest your time and your money.
Certainly.
Now, you were telling me y'all are currently on a motel that you're doing 250 rooms, and there isn't a stitch of carpet in the whole motel?
There is a little patch of modular carpet in the office area for the ladies that run the office. But in every suite, there is vinyl plank that snap together, like the Apollo flooring gentleman referred to. It's snapped together, made by Shaw, very thick, very dense. And they're expecting a 20-year life out of this in a hotel.
I think that's my kind of hotel, because the only thing dirtier than grout is carpet. And the only thing dirtier than carpet in my house is carpet in a motel room.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
man. I almost want to wear golf cleats when I go into a motel room. You just don't even want to know what's
They should give you booties along with your room key.
Man. So a motel going carpetless, I think I want the address and the booking number for that hotel. That's my kind of hotel. Oh, man. Okay. We've got some callers on hold. Let's get to them. The number is 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation with Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors. Vaughn, we haven't given your number out one time. What's your phone number?
It's 480-926-3444.
Is that your cell number? It's going to ring right now.
Is it in your
pocket?
I'm sorry. That's the office number,
which will
forward to my cell phone, and then it'll forward to my other salesman, certainly.
Okay. Very good. Let's bring Charles in the conversation, calling from Surprise.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Very fantabulous.
Bought a house out in Surprise about a year and a half ago. A lot of tile, about a half-inch wide grout line, and the grout is very dirty. I have been down on my hands and knees with a toothbrush and vinegar and all that. Did some good, not a lot. So I'm interested. I've heard about stains, and I've heard about paint.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Okay, first, you need to get it very, very clean. And if you're going to do it yourself, get a very good grade of industrial rubber gloves and make certain the clothes you're wearing you don't need to wear again.
I would also add knee pads.
There you go.
I would add eye protection.
Certainly. Yeah. All the OSHA-required products. But as you're starting this, you want to buy a product called sulfamic acid, and it comes in a powder. And that product you can apply with water and put it down on the floor, and it will help loosen up all of the heavy, heavy solid dirt that's gotten into the grout. Use a agitator brush, a bristle brush, just like you're scrubbing any other hard surface. Scrub the grout really, really well. Let it sit for probably 15 to 30 minutes. And then after that's done, wipe the floor very, very well. Let it dry for an entire day. And then there are a number of companies you can go to buy a colored grout color you were describing. And that product is generally going to give you a five-year guarantee that it will not peel up if your grout was prepared properly beforehand. And I've seen some very, very good success stories with that. The only real challenge is if you have a really dark grout and you want to go light, you may have to put two coats of colorant on it. But I am a big fan of, and I've seen a lot of very nice floors, tiles people thought they were going to have to tear out. And once they did a test area of that grout, it turned out really well.
It's the color grout seal stain.
Correct.
And it actually... it makes the floor much easier to maintain.
Certainly, because, again, why I don't like traditional grout is when I said it's a colored concrete, what does concrete do when you drop a motor oil in the driveway? It absorbs and it stains. This grout has open pores, which absorbs. So when you put a sealer on it, it fills all those tiny micro pores, and so your spills are just going to sit on top of that new grout protectant, grout colorant.
Okay. Well, let's run down to Tucson and bring Harriet into the conversation. Thank you for the call, Charles. I hope that helps. And like I say, cleaning grout is really an object of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. But knee pads are critical, and it's a big job. And he says he has a house full of it. That's a big job.
Yes. When it's clean, though, you walk across it in your tennis shoes, and it will squeak. It's going to be that clean. And then it's ready for your grout coloring at that point.
Good luck, Charles. Let us know how it works out. Harriet in Tucson, good morning. How can we help you?
I want to know what the difference is between luxury vinyl and laminate, and how do you care for luxury vinyl, and how do you care for laminate?
Very good. Bond Payne.
Okay, luxury vinyl is going to be treated just like the old traditional sheet vinyls of years gone by. The top finish is still basically a plastic, and over time, as you wear it and it gets scratches and abrasions, it will need to have finish put on there. So that's overall going to be fairly simple. Any vinyl floor maintenance process is going to take care of that. The other floor you asked about is a laminate floor, which is usually a click together. Laminate floors are basically, again, a plastic.
The phone's ringing. We should have waited just another 20 minutes to give that number.
We should not have given that phone number out quite yet.
So the laminate countertops that you've been accustomed to, it's exactly the same process they've done on laminate flooring that clicks together on your floor. So that's a much more durable product and will take a lot more scratch resistance. Most of the laminate floors have a finish called aluminum oxide, which is dynamite. And a lot of the new engineered wood floors have aluminum oxide, and I'm a huge fan of that finish because it is very, very abrasion resistant.
And if we were to give Harriet some kind of cost comparisons between the luxury vinyl and the laminate?
Well, luxury vinyls can start installed in the range of $250 to $3 a square foot.
Okay.
Laminate can start at about $5 a square foot installed, but they can also go up. There are some high-end luxury vinyl planks that the Apollo guy was talking about that have a texture and things mm-hmm. that can be upwards of $6 to $7 a square foot. Laminate can go as high as $7.
Oh, and a typical ceramic tile floor is going to be?
$5 to $8.
Yeah.
Harriet's trying to decide, you know, also she wants to know the difference in cleaning them. Is one easier than the other? Does one stay nicer looking than the other?
Laminate flooring will be a little harder to clean just because it's going to be almost a true smooth finish. Vinyl planks generally are textured, often have some texture, so they're going to hide the cleaning a little more. But maintenance really is about the same between the two of them. They really are.
There you go. Well, when we get back, we haven't talked much about wood yet. You mentioned that it may be one of your perfect choices that you like the best.
Absolutely.
But you like the natural wood. There's a lot of other different woods we can go with. I want to talk a little bit about wood. We've also got other people on hold here. Ray wants to talk to you about a tricky floor. Clinton's calling from Peoria, has trouble keeping vinyl clean, and the other lines are ringing off the hook. So we'll have plenty to talk about when we get back. But I think we ought to address wood because it's the one thing we haven't talked about
Certainly.
Yet. Okay.
Yeah.